Every Tuesday, as you know, on Kilkenny Today, we have our astronomy slot with editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, who keeps us up to date every week on all that's going on above us. And David, you're very welcome, as usual, to Kilkenny Today.
Thank you very much, Eugene, and what a fantastic start to 2025 we're going to have with loads of incredible things happening just in the next few days.
Okay. Well, look. Let's start with the moon. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I just looked out the window and there's the moon blazing away. We've all had showers, I'm sure, in the last few days. But when the moon peeks out, it's a fantastic sight. And a lot of people would have got telescopes for Christmas. And if you don't know how to use them, the moon is a fantastic target to practice on. It's easy to find. It's very easy to focus the telescope on. And there's so much detail to see once you get everything set up well. And if you can't do any of that, we do have a workshop coming up in the Leinster area later in the month we'll tell you about at the end.
Okay.
So that's the moon. Have a look now.
Okay, and just go to those, we'll come back to the workshop on that. But just to go back to the telescopes for a minute, David, because some people get these telescopes and they don't come fully assembled in the boxes. Sure they don't. They come in parts. And there's a bit of jigging around to try and get those correctly assembled, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, we've all probably tried to assemble a flat pack piece of furniture, but we all know what a chest of drawers or table looks like. Telescopes, if you look on the picture on the box, hopefully you'll be able to follow it. But if not, we'll actually assemble it for you when you've been around telescopes for as long as some of our expert members have. You can almost assemble them blindfold. And, you know, we've had people, to be fair to people, you know, looking in the wrong end, don't understand the little telescope on the side, it's just a finder, and simple things like that. We love explaining that to people because the worst thing that could happen for us as an astronomy society is that telescopes would end up in the attic after a few weeks or months and never be used again, when they could be showing you the moon up close, Saturn with its rings, Jupiter with its moons and cloud belts, and loads more sights coming during the year. I mean, there's three eclipses visible from Ireland this year alone. We'll cover it all in the Astronomy Ireland magazine and on the show here every week, of course.
Okay.
But, you know, get that. Keep persevering with the telescope. And if you can get along to our workshop in the Lens area, great. If you can't, we can try and help you on the phone or over the internet. But, you know, there's so much to see. If you've got a telescope for Christmas, you're in luck.
Okay, and stay tuned, everybody, because we are going to talk about that event towards the end of this segment of the program. Now, David, there's an event on Thursday, and involves the Seven Sisters Star Cluster. First of all, tell us what the Seven Sisters Star Cluster is.
Well, ancient times, long before telescopes, people could see little clumps of stars, and we call them clusters. And there's one of them that keen-sighted people can see seven. I have to confess, I can usually only see five, and some very keen-sighted people go up over a dozen. If you've got a pair of binoculars, you can count 40 or 50 of them. There's probably 1,000 members of the cluster in total with a giant telescope. But the Seven Sisters is the popular name. The Pleiades is its official name, from Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go into that now. But if you're watching on Thursday night, the moon, everyone can find that. And the moon is going to sneak up on the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, over the course of Thursday evening. So the moon, as you look at it in the sky, relative to the stars behind it, moves about its own width every hour. So the cluster will be to the upper left of the moon to begin with when it gets dark that evening, Thursday evening, a couple of nights' time. And it will slowly creep closer. By about 4 o'clock in the morning, it'll actually be in front of the cluster. And because it's nearly a full moon, you probably need a telescope to see any of the stars with the moonlight blazing into your eye at that stage. So it'll be quite pretty in the run-up to the wee hours of Friday morning. So we're telling everyone, watch the moon on Thursday night. You might be able to see the Pleiades with the naked eye. The moon is quite bright, nearly full. But certainly in binoculars, you'll see the members of the star cluster. And the next night, you'll know exactly where that cluster is. You want to have a look at it in your telescope that you got for Christmas. So we always highlight when the moon passes near the Pleiades, and usually every month.
Okay, and if of course you're getting the Astronomy Ireland magazine, there's a diagram showing how it all operates in the magazine, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Anything like this, visible with naked eye or with a pair of binoculars, We have a close-up diagram to show people exactly what it's going to look like. But the diagrams just don't do the live view justice. They're simple drawings where the ethereal quality of the light from both the moon and the stars is something to behold. So if you're even going to get a pair of binoculars for Christmas, that's one sight to watch out for.
Okay.
And then the next night, you've got Jupiter near the moon.
Yeah, now explain that one to us.
Yeah, so on Friday night, tonight, if you look at the moon tonight, you'll see way to the lower right of the moon is the planet Venus. We'll come to that in a minute. Extremely bright. But way to the upper left, now she's mostly to the left of the moon at the moment, is another brilliant star. So the three brightest objects in the night sky tonight are the moon, Venus to its lower right, and Jupiter to its left. Venus and Jupiter, of course, are planets, and if you've got a telescope, you're in for a treat with Jupiter because you'll see its cloud belts, its own moons up close. But on Friday night, even people with the naked eye are going to see the moon closest to Jupiter. And when Venus sets at about 8, 9 o'clock, there's only the moon and Jupiter left. And they're the two brightest objects in the night sky. So for the two of those to be close together until sunrise the next day,
and it's
going to be a spectacular naked eye sight. There's a diagram in the magazine for that again, but, you know, the moon next to Jupiter, you can see that even if it's partly cloudy.
And that moon on Friday will be nearly a full moon. And that brings us then to Monday, because Monday is the full wolf moon. Oh, my God.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, go on, tell me.
Full moon once a month, that's where the word moon comes from, because in ancient calendars, people realize about 12 full moons every year. Some years there are 13. It's not a perfect system. But they divided the year up into the months. And the full moon, the one in January, has popularly become known as the wolf moon, because time of year you hear wolves howling, if you live in a country with wolves, that is. So it's the wolf moon we're technically looking at, an incredible sight to the naked eye, especially when the full moon is rising. People always send us pictures of things in the foreground. So that's happening on Monday, although it'll look full the day before and the day after as well to the naked eye. But Jupiter being on Friday, the moon is nearly full, so the moon will be at its brightest. Jupiter is at its brightest. That's why it's going to be such a spectacular sight. And then on that night of the wolf moon, Monday night, Mars, which is well to the left of Jupiter, is actually going to be extremely close to the moon. It nearly passes behind the moon, like Saturn did earlier this month. I thought it was totally cloudy over Ireland when it happened. We saw some videos on the internet from other countries, but we missed it this time. But Mars nearly gets covered by the moon. So if you're watching the moon on Monday night, you'll see this definitely orangey-red star, in quotes, beside it, just to the left of it to begin with. That's the planet Mars. And if you keep watching, you'll see them getting closer and closer until only a quarter of a moon diameter separates the edge of the moon from Mars. So you'd not only be up there with the naked eye, but definitely up close with binoculars. And even a giant telescope will fit the two into the field of view. So that's extremely rare. And this is the week that Mars is closest to the Earth. So he does this every 26 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's chosen this week to actually be closest to the moon. So that's definitely one of the highlights of the month that we want everybody to get out and watch.
And it's only 96 million kilometres away.
Only, yeah, which in astronomy is a stone's throw. Mars actually can come nearly three times closer on occasion. It can get as low as 35 million kilometres. This time it's 96 million, and we won't get a better view for another 26 months. Now, don't worry, you can see Mars with your telescope for several months to come. That's why we're running a Mars watch on the 22nd of January. There'll hardly be any difference between the 12th and the 22nd. So if you've got your telescope, you can start trying to look for details on the surface of Mars. You do need one of the bigger telescopes for this, and the polar caps as well, which I've seen in telescopes from Ireland many times. So we're coming into Mars viewing territory now. Mars is getting high enough up before people go to bed for them to get a good look if they have a telescope. Or just with the naked eye, you'll see it blazing away right next to the moon, as I said, on Monday night. Let's hope that night is clear, because that really is going to be something special.
Okay. And just going back to that, the quarter moon diameter between Mars and the edge of the full moon, is there a particular roughly time that people might see that on Monday?
Yeah, the whole night the moon will be close to Mars, but it's technically after midnight they're at their very closest. But by midnight they'll both fit in the same telescope field of view, if you want to get a close-up look at both at the same time, which is what crazy people like me will be doing. But we've got Mars near the moon the whole evening on Monday night, and around, technically it's 4 a.m., but it lasts about an hour anyway, so say 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. That's when they're at their extreme closest. And there's a diagram again in the magazine showing that up close.
For sure. Now, there's a text message in here, David, from a Paula Hoban. And Paula says, I am lucky to have got a present of a telescope, and I got a fright when I saw all the pieces to assemble. Love this segment of your show. Thanks. And Paula, we'll have details on help for you, if you still need help, on that towards the end of the program. And thank you indeed for your text. Now, Venus is closing in on Saturday.
Yeah, so Venus, you can see it now, blazing away over in the southwest, roughly. It'll go down, I think it's around 9 o'clock that Venus sets by this time of night. It's actually getting closer to Earth, so it's getting higher up. We'll actually get to see it best at the end of January, well into February. So it's incredible at the moment, looking out the window at it. So if anyone has got a telescope, you can point it at Venus and see that Venus' disk is going to increase in size till it's even bigger than Jupiter, which normally is the biggest planet to see in a telescope, in February. And in fact, this weekend, or is it January the 18th, I think, in the next week,
January
or so,
the 18th, yeah.
Venus will look half sunlit.
Okay.
So that's a critical moment, because after that, it's, you know, Venus is totally covered in clouds, so there's not much to see other than the shape of the disk. Is it a crescent? Or is it a quarter moon like the moon we have tonight? Or is it closer to being full? And it swells up into this huge thin crescent. Looks really spectacular. That's going to happen over the next few weeks. So we want people to get out with their telescopes and start looking at that. But here's a tip for you. If you're like Paul, you've got a telescope. Don't try not to view it now when it's got dark. I can see Venus in broad daylight before the sun sets. If you remember where it is when it twilight comes along, you'll be able to repeat that yourself. But even in strong twilight, you can see Venus. Close on has these white clouds. It's dazzling. And when seen against a bright blue sky background, it actually looks better. So start viewing, and it's higher up, so start viewing Venus at sunset is my tip. So we're talking 4 to 5 o'clock.
Now, David, just before we go on to the events, just talk to me a little bit about, just for people who find it hard to maybe just to kind of navigate where these things are in the sky. There's apps available on smartphones for this kind of thing, isn't there? Where you can navigate and see where the different things are in the sky live, on your phone.
Yeah, things have changed a lot since when I was a kid. I remember gluing a big star map to sheets of cardboard and hanging it on the clothesline with a red torch, looking at the star map, looking up at the stars, and trying to learn them that way. Today, though, there are countless apps you can get for your phone. You just hold them up, and they will superimpose the names of the stars on the stars that you're looking at. So you can identify them, and then these apps, of course, have loads of information. They'll tell you how far away the star is, how big it is, and even some of the folklore behind the names of the stars. So it's actually very easy these days. There are lots of them around. Every time we go to an event, somebody shows me a new one that they've discovered and they think is fantastic. Most of these apps are written by amateur astronomers who love the sky, so I haven't heard of a bad one yet. So I don't think you can go wrong with any app you get.
Yeah, I suppose if you search navigational sky navigation in your app store, you'll come up with a load of them, like Sky Safari and all of those. There's all different ones.
And yeah, Google Sky, and there's lots of them out there as well. I suppose go to your app store and look at the one that's most downloaded or one that's got reviews. But I think no matter which one you download, you're going to be happy. I mean, you can learn your way around the sky a lot easier than using a clothesline and a red torch and a star map.
Now, David, let's get to the events. Start with the workshop for people who have got a new telescope and who may need some assistance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, every year we have our evening classes, usually at the end of January, early February, and 1 week before those, we set up telescopes to show people something interesting in the sky. And because we get so many emails and calls after Christmas with people who don't know how to use their telescope, some don't even know how to assemble it, we invite them along to actually, we'll assemble the telescope for you if you want, or we certainly show you how to do it. And then if you've got it assembled, but you don't know which end to look through, what eyepieces to use, how to focus, because telescopes are pretty high magnification, unlike binoculars. And if you try and use them at night, actually, it's quite difficult. That's why I said practice on the moon. If you, once you point the telescope at the moon, you'll know you've got it because it's so bright. But if the moon's not in the sky, how do you know if you're looking at a star or a planet, especially if you haven't figured out how to focus them yet? And on the moon, once you focus it down, you see all the fine detail, the craters, the mountains, the dark seas of lava that cover the moon. You'll know you're looking at the moon. And they've got a little side telescope, but usually a small telescope with little crosshairs in it often. Some have a red dot finder built into them. And you need to line those up with the main telescope, and you're actually better off doing that during the day. Now, a lot of this is in the manual, but who wants to read a manual? I've seen some of the manuals for these telescopes that are 60 to 100 pages long.
So where,
whereas, you know, if you talk to a human, we can explain to you in 60 seconds.
And David, where would where does that workshop take place? It's obviously you
It's happening outside our headquarters in just on the outskirts of Dublin. We're just off the M50 in near the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. So you don't even have to go into the city to get to it. And lots of parking there, so people come along 7 p.m. on the 22nd of January. If you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see it's featured there on the website this month, and book your tickets. Bring the whole family along, because as well as the telescope workshop, it's also a Mars watch. We are going to show people the planet Mars through some of our big telescopes.
Okay.
So this is a view you won't get for another 26 months, and unless you spend thousands of euros on a telescope, you won't see it as sharp as we will.
Okay, now we've about a minute left, so let's just look at it very quickly at the January 13th is the New Year public lecture online. That's on January 13th.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
So it's coming up next Monday.
Next Monday.
Book your tickets now on astronomy.ie.
Yeah.
It's all about black holes, dark energy, dark matter. What is the latest on what the universe is made of? You know, and what's the story with all these black holes? They're the most fascinating three subjects in all of astronomy, I think. And we've got an expert from the UK who's going to zoom in online, and anyone in the country can watch this talk, and he's going to explain it to families and kids with no knowledge of science or maths, what it's all about. And this is the very latest on our understanding of, we've got some ideas what dark matter might be. Dark energy is the whole world's scientists
okay.
scratching their head.
And tickets are available on Astronomy Ireland.
Astronomy.ie. And also the evening classes for beginners, if you want to take those, they happen 1 week after the telescope workshop and Mars watch.
January
29th. 29th of January. And it's all on astronomy.ie. And we hope lots of people will join up. If you've got a telescope and you don't get Astronomy On magazine, you should give the telescope back, because you might figure out what to see with it. But we'll tell you every month to see with it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, thank you as always for joining me on Kilkenny Today. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you indeed for that.